the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. In the book of Deuteronomy, when Moses is about to die, he gives the following exhortation to the people of Israel. See, I have set before you this day life and good, death and evil. I call heaven and earth to witness against you this day, that I have set before you life and death, blessing and curse. Therefore, choose life. Two ways, life and death. Much later, there's a document called the Didache, which is also known as the Teaching of the 12 Apostles. It was written in the first century, and it starts off with these words. There are two ways, one of life and one of death, but a great difference between these two ways. In our gospel, Jesus basically presents to us the same message when he says, you cannot serve both God and mammon. Either we can follow the way of God or the way of mammon, signifying all of those worldly things that keep us focused on ourselves and not on God. So Jesus, taking up these two ways, tells us that we can't walk both paths. We have to choose. We cannot serve two masters. We cannot love God and the things of this world, at least not in the same way. God must always come first. And when he does, we end up on that path of life. If, however, we choose anything above God, we become idolaters and have placed ourselves firmly on the other path. St. Ignatius of Antioch, as he was on his way to Rome to be martyred, wrote ahead to the Romans and said, "Do not have Jesus Christ on your lips and the world in your hearts. My earthly desires have been crucified, and there no longer burns in me the love of perishable things, but a living water speaks within me, saying, 'Come to the Father.'" He'd clearly placed mammon aside for the love of God, and even the brutal death that awaited him of being fed to the beasts would not make him turn his back on the Lord. And although our path is not likely to mirror that of St. Ignatius exactly, we're still called to walk the way less traveled, the way of the cross. Our Lord himself said we must do as much when he said elsewhere that we are to enter through the narrow gate. The gate is wide and the way is easy that leads to destruction, and those who enter by it are many. The gate is narrow and the way is hard that leads to life, and those who find it are few. We cannot choose the easy path, the one traveled so often, the one so well paved and easily made. Rather, we who want to be saints, who are called to be saints, must choose the hard paths in this world that keep us literally on the straight and narrow, so as to find true freedom in this life and the fullness of freedom in the next. So how do we stay on that path of life? The first way is obvious. We have to pray. We have to pray without ceasing. St. Alphonsus Liguori put it quite bluntly. He said, "Whoever prays will surely be saved. Whoever does not will be condemned." It's really that simple. We might think that sounds harsh, but he's not wrong. Prayer allows us to begin living the life of heaven here, even now. And if we do not desire a life with God here on earth, how can we possibly desire an eternity with him? So how often do we pray? It's true that at bare minimum, the Lord asks about an hour a week from us. Make sure we're with him in Mass each Sunday. But if we say that we want to be with him for eternity, then surely that relationship warrants more than an hour a week. Now, obviously, the Lord does not expect us to spend all of our time in church. In fact, he doesn't want that. He wants to bring the fruits of our time of prayer into the world so that our every thought and word and action can be extensions of our life of prayer. So we have to pray regularly and often, devoting at least some amount of time each day to building up that relationship with Jesus. Now that life of prayer will look different for everyone, but it has to be there. October is coming up, which is the month of the Holy Rosary, that most beautiful prayer in which, as St. John Paul II said, we contemplate the face of Jesus through the eyes of his mother. Now, our relationship with our Blessed Mother is indispensable, but whatever our life of prayer looks like, the important thing is to actually pray. Let us consider then this week how often or not we pray. And seriously consider individually and with our families how well we incorporate more prayer into our daily lives. The second thing that can help us stay on that path may sound morbid, but it's important. We have to remember often that each of us, someday, sooner or later, is going to die. And we don't like thinking about that, but we can't avoid it. Whether we like it or not, someday will be our last, and the path we have been on will come to an end. St. Benedict said that we must keep death always before our eyes. He and all the saints teach us that remembering death helps us to live, both in this life and the next. With that in mind, then, what needs to change about our lives, knowing that we will die, and the only thing we can take with us is the relationship with God that we've built up here on earth? Today and every day, there are two paths placed before us. So let us choose that path of life. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.